Grace to you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We've, throughout the Lenten season on our Sundays, we've been working through Ephesians 2, verses 11 to 22, and we've brought out different points that become almost a truth that we build our lives on, or something that we refer to. And as we look at all of those truths and piece them together, we find that we ourselves have no hope. We are divided off from God. Our sins and our sinfulness make us unacceptable. But we also learn alongside of that, that there is one, the champion for us, the one that God ordains, that God chooses, God appoints, who is there to raise his people up, not just by saying, oh, it's okay, don't worry, we'll look the other way, but rather by completely destroying the wall that divides man off from God and paying in total for all of the sins of all of the men, of all of the world, of all of the times. And that in that, we have peace with Christ, because now there is nothing that bars the way. The gate is opened because Christ has brought those who were far off near to him. Today we close out that series, and we're going to be on verses 19 to 22. Remember, verse 18 closed with, for through him we both have access by the one Spirit to the Father. And that was our thought last week, is that access that we have. As I said, when you walk up to the gate, you're not going to have to give a password or a passcode. You're not going to have to tell your 10 best deeds or pay for your 10 worst deeds. The gate is automatically going to swing open because through Christ we already have access because of the one Spirit to the one Father. He goes on, now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. And it's that now therefore that refers back to all those truths that we've learned, especially that last one, that now we have access to God. The open tomb is a symbol of that. There is nothing in the tomb that is fearsome any longer. I find it interesting. An earthquake happens. The stone rolls away from the tomb. The guards see an angel and fall over as dead. But the first words out of the mouth of the angel to the women who came were, don't be afraid, for Jesus is risen. They didn't fall over in fear. They didn't have to worry about what was going to happen to them. They didn't have to worry that they'd be sucked into that tomb, which was now empty, and nature abhors a vacuum, so therefore they were now the prey. No. Now, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, he has risen. Yes. You're getting better. Oh, about 5 or 6 more times, well, maybe more. Just keep you on your toes. But you see, because of that, we walk freely into that tomb knowing that it is not our end, but it is simply a pass-through. We don't belong here. We are foreigners and strangers here. I know sometimes we like to get nice and comfortable. You know, put the comfortable jammies on and the comfortable slippers, sit down in the comfortable recliner and kick your feet up, kick your self back and just, oh, yeah, that's your kingdom, right? How many? You don't raise your hand. But how many of us don't get very comfortable in what our life is? Yes, there are problems in our lives. Yes, there is trial and tribulation in our life. Yes, there are things that we're very uncomfortable with, especially as we look at the world out there. But when we're in our own place, when we're in our own space, when we're in where we have made our little kingdom, remember that, we have made our own little kingdom, we feel like we are kings and queens, and we feel like we are where we belong. Well, I got news for you, that's not where we belong. That's just a holding pattern. It's just the place that we are right now. Because of what Christ has done, we are now citizens of that great kingdom in heaven. Christ's resurrection signals for us that we shall not die forever. Yes, our body will die, but we will not die. We will go on to that heavenly kingdom. And every time one of our family dies, those words ring true to us. Yes, we will miss the person, but we know where they are. Because we know what faith they had. We know whom they stood with, or no, rather, who stood with them. And we know that He has already opened that access by His own blood, having paid the blood debt that was required, having knocked down any wall that could stand in their way, and now opening full and free access to the Father, because they are rightfully where they belong. They are in their home. They are in the kingdom that God has created for them. Not that they have created for themselves. You see, sometimes we have our problems because we get the wrong father. We look at Father Time or Father World or Father Whatever, and we think that's where we are. That's who we answer to. We look to God. And when we look to God, we have nothing to answer for, because it's all been paid for. That's what the resurrection is about. That's why we can say, Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Hallelujah. Why do we say that hallelujah at the end? Has anybody ever asked you that? Why don't we just say Christ is risen, He's risen indeed, and leave it at that? It's praise. You know what? It's one of those words that we need in our life more. Singing the hallelujah and saying the hallelujahs. Literally, God be lifted up. God be praised. God be exalted. Because when we say that Christ is risen, now don't respond to this one, okay? Don't respond to this one. Just, I know, you're trained already. But when we say that He is risen indeed, and then that hallelujah means He's risen indeed, praise be to God. Because we understand what that He is risen indeed means. Because it's not just He that's risen, it's us too. We are no longer foreigners. We are no longer strangers. Christ's resurrection is our resurrection. Christ's victory is our victory. No, we didn't have to go to the cross. But we do get the benefit of the empty tomb. No, we don't have to bleed and die with nails in our hands and our feet. But we do get the glory of that resurrected body. No, we don't have to be hated and spit upon. But we will hear the Father say to us, come, my child, I want you to see what I've made for you. I want you to see the kingdom I've prepared just for you. I want you with me forever. That's the Easter joy. Yes, Christ is risen.
He is risen.
But if that's where it ends, if it doesn't change our lives, if it doesn't lift our eyes away from the troubles and the trials and the pain of our lives, what good is it? a resurrection so long ago. No. He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. He's risen for us. Hallelujah. He's risen to signal that we are risen. That has impact today. That is the greatest cry of victory we can offer. That is what God has destined us for. So how do we go through our lives? How do we divest ourselves of all of the things of this world? Well, that's the beauty. God doesn't require you to. God requires you to use them, but not to put your kingdom in them, but rather to recognize that He has blessed us with them. And having them or not having them doesn't change our kingdom. Having them or not having them doesn't make us more or less of a citizen of heaven. You see, the angel caused the worldly to fall down, but the godly, the angel welcomed. So treasure what God has given to you as a gift from Him. Use it for your good and the good of those around you. But never think that that is your kingdom. Never think that that is your world. The empty tomb. And the fact that even when we stand at a new grave, we know that it is empty. They are not there. They are in heaven with Jesus, who called their name, who opened their eyes, and who gave to them the kingdom prepared for them. This is just a fantasy of mine, but I would like to think that in that last moment of our life, we're going to see Jesus, and He's going to say to us, Christ is risen. And oh, the joy that will fill our lives in that last moment as He calls us home, as He lifts us from this world and takes us to that world of great joy. Oh, the joy that will be ours. All because Christ is risen. In Him, through Him, and with Him, we are citizens and foreigners no longer, but we are the children of God, the Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.